Blog Talk Radio.
Well, a very, very grand and glorious day, everyone. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am Lisa Giroux, sharing pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity, wishing you an amazing day. From here, all the way to there, from my heart to your heart, thank you so much for being here today. What an amazing day. Today is this day where life is happening right now, the most important moment of our life, and thank you for sharing it with me, and I'm so grateful to be sharing it with you. Wow, we're just having a wonderful, wonderful winter here. We're a little spring, and we got to go downtown last week out to lunch, and it was so sunny and warm and wearing flip-flops around, and then they got about 12 inches of snow today, so we're grateful for the moisture and recharging the aquifers and nourishing and nurturing and hydrating Mother Earth and just loving this journey, and that's what this radio show is all about. It's my great joy and pleasure to share my experiences and what I have learned, the wisdom that I have gained, and hope that these teachings, tools, and technologies that I've studied for almost 30 years now will help you as they've helped me moving further within my inner landscape and learning to manifest in a better way, creating a better life each and every day through a daily practice. And let's see, coming up in, in March, we're doing and talking, I will be offering the Goddess Principles teachings, creating the sacred home space, seeing the sacred in everything that we're doing. It's going to be really a fun mini workshop. There's going to be a series of teachings. It's still in the works right now, but if you get on my mailing list, you get your free gift from Lisa at lisagiroux.com, and I'll let you know when the calls are going to happen. And this one is going to be really like multimedia, some audio, some PDFs, and some videos. So come along for this energetic journey. I think you will really enjoy it. And thanks to everyone who signed up for their free February coaching calls. That was a lot of fun, and many of those women will be moving into the Happy Goddess teachings, the Goddess Principle, starting next month, and then moving them into the monthly group, the Inner Realm Circle, where we are really creating peace on earth through a peace of mind practice, and celebrating each other and supporting each other as we choose to take action. And if you have a message that you would like to share, I'm going to be opening up some interview slots for March and April so that I can help you get your message out as you are supporting me in this work by helping me get my message out and the synergy that we create wherever two or more are gathered. So you can contact me directly at 719-293-4157, and let's talk about your message and how we can empower you to step up, share your message, and manifest miracles in your own life every day, every day. So what a glorious morning it is, and let's just take a moment here and take a breath. And as we exhale, just surrender, release, and let go all the way down to your toes and beyond as we just come to center, moving with our mind's eye all the way down to the core of Mother Earth, the center of the earth, where we're communing in a very, very energetic way. We're seeing this circle that I have created for us as a healing place, not just for our own landscape, our own inner landscape, but for the benefit of all, as we just keep surrendering with that exhalation, letting go and allowing the energy of the earth to transmute this energy as we now reverse that and breathe with awareness on the inhalation, all the way up past that powerful pelvic point that we have engaged. Into our hearts we go, loving ourselves just as we are. Choosing effortless expansion, now sending it all the way up the rest of the channel and out, out, out to the cosmos, all the way out to the ends of the universe and beyond. As we see our higher self now communing with the divine masculine energy, we just begin to strengthen that bond of our higher self, the wisdom of the universe, as we realize that we just have to remember all the wisdom is accessible to us now. We see our higher self smiling down upon our physical self, our human self, our very fallible mortal self. We're sparking that part of us that is everlasting. The true one of which we are all part of, as we now breathe that into our hearts, all the way down the channel, into our hearts. And let's just thump that heart space, that thymus, awakening up our immune system as we ask that this teaching be a blessing. May we get out of our heads and get into our bodies and access this information about missed fortunes, really? And I chuckle with that because we know how laughter is the best medicine. And when we choose to laugh at our own fallibilities, as we choose to laugh at our own mistakes, as we choose to laugh and enlighten up, we begin to see everything that we have experienced as beneficial. So here we are together. Thank you. I've got my tea. I've got my candle lit. And let's just think about misfortune. And could it be possible that the miss is moving us closer to our fortune? And when I'm speaking of fortune and prosperity and abundance, I'm always talking on an energetic level first. Before we're ever speaking about money, we must clear our energetic field and clear our perceptions and clear up our fear about money. Are you afraid to earn? Are you afraid to learn about the frequency of prosperity? Several years ago, I did a teaching on the simplicity of prosperity because I believe, and the information that I have learned is that our perceptions are generating, manifesting, creating reality. What we're thinking about most of the time, what we're feeling about most of the time, becomes our reality. Take a breath here. Hold for an instant as we squeeze the entire physical landscape. Squeeze, squeeze, squeeze your body. Now release that down to the core. Because what I'm talking about, which is really one of the things that keeps us from accessing the wisdom of our misfortunes, that we have to assume full responsibility and respond with greater ability to that which has occurred in our life. And that's a challenge for us. But as with all things that are the most amazing in this life experience, in this human realm, overcoming the challenges with simple techniques and simplifying life and creating more time and space to dwell within the universal mind, we begin to gently release the guilt, the shame, the blame, and we begin to learn, know for sure that misfortune is leading us closer to our fortune of great thoughts, producing, feeling great in the body, creating great spaces, places, situations, and people to which we now choose to commune. Leaving the naysayers behind, loving them from here. When I made notes, let me get back to my desk because you know I'm always walking when I'm recording. And I wrote, how our misses can become our fortune. Don't listen to the naysayers. I'm surprised, and it could be from my family experience. I lost my mother young, and my father remarried, and I created my own life from about the age of 20 on. And so I never really had that, you know, recreating of, oh, all the shameful experiences of my childhood. Although my one sister loves to remind me of those things. But in a very loving way, not in a shameful way. And I've learned to, like, enlighten up about my mistakes, my past, and create a space where I only go where I am celebrated, not where I am merely tolerated. And I celebrate those to whom I am with as they celebrate me. It's a very synergistic, beneficial relationship. Those who are naysayers, I say nay to. Because what happens as we ascend, as we continue our ascension, as we continue to enlighten up, as we continue to access our own version of success, we have to step away from those who would say, that's not possible for you, although they're not going to say it to you to your face. They're going to tell it to everyone else, right? But the poison darts that they're throwing in our direction, if we are not fully protected, if we don't do our energy work, it dampens our energy. We pick that up. In Access Consciousness, they have a little teaching that we as we continue this subjective journey within, we're becoming the witness. And what the witness is saying is, oh, I wonder where that thought came from. Any thought that is not loving or light or beneficial, any thought that is harmful to ourselves or others, any thought or belief that is not causing us to rapidly ascend the scale of consciousness is generally coming from somewhere else. We were either told as a child that you're ugly, you're stupid, you're fat, what a dumbass you are, blah, blah, you could never do that, yada, yada, yada. Or people are saying that about us, and we're picking up on that. The greater our awareness, the greater that our awareness becomes, the greater our susceptibility becomes. So we must re-engage our practice every day, our protective practices, those grounding teachings that we talk about in the coaching program, and how to strengthen ourselves every day. All day long, because, you know, I always like to say, as my blood sugar goes, so goes my attitude. And each of us, we must manage our biology. We must manage this physical landscape. And, of course, for me, the first three nutrients are that I teach food frequency for life. Please go and pick that up. It's your free gift. You can find it on the Blog Talk Radio site. I did three teachings. I'm about to pull those off and turn those into my next audio teachings, but they're free for you now. The food frequency for life, if we're talking about nourishment, if we want to get to our fortune, if we want to be able to say, oh, miss, oh, that was a miss. If we want to get a hit, we want to, you know, instead of a swing and a miss, I guess as they say in baseball, we want to get a swing and a hit, we have to make sure that we're protecting ourselves. And that includes our daily practice, our grounding practice, our nourishing ourselves with intelligent breath work every day, aware that we're breathing, grateful that we're breathing, loving ourselves just as we are, forgiving ourselves, hydration, super hydration. Can I say that again? How many times can I say hydration in this little bit? 1 liter for every 50 pounds of body weight. And if you have some bladder challenges, get yourself a super high quality cranberry Yuva Ursi is another herb that can really help with bladder challenges. Make sure that you're doing your Kegels every day, because the water pulls out those negative thoughts. So when we go into that fear of, oh, I screwed up again, I failed, I'm falling flat on my face because of X, Y, or Z, or, you know, he left me, she left me, I got fired, all of those things that land us on our butt, we must get back to our power as quickly as possible so we can then say, thank you. Practice first pillar, simplicity, spirituality. I hope you have your free copy. And then the third nourishment after it's breath, water, it's movement. Movement. Get up. If you're feeling those horrible guilty, what do we call those? My sister and I, back when we were boozing, we called them the screaming paranoias. When you'd wake up, you'd be like, did I? I can't believe I did. Oh, my God. You know, thank God I was in blackout for 30 years, right? But those, then we must move our body because we're meant to move. And in the coaching calls, we talk about the power moves that I've been sharing for 4 or 5 years now, which really have become mainstream, and the science behind those, which I kind of intuited myself all those years ago for my divine goddess workshops, you see them now everywhere. Or using the emotional freedom technique, that's another way of moving that staticky energy. But one that I love, one of my favorites is, of course, sun salutations for yoga. Those are really good. You can do them quickly. But sometimes I just have to, like, get out and do the loop around the yard, you know, 7 minutes, really. Or even as if you've gotten your free copy of the Daily Grid, 90 seconds every hour will keep us on task and on target, so that we are not dwelling in the misses. We're not dwelling and obsessing, and in our dangerous headspace, we move into our body, and then we begin to say, thank you. Now, I know that many of you, especially if you've not begun your daily practice, that this seems unrealistic, and maybe this work isn't for you, and that's okay. Maybe someday, you know, those who are meant to hear will understand. Those who do not understand will not hear, and that's okay. You may not be here yet, but I want to encourage you at the very least to begin a very simple, intelligent breathwork practice, so that you can begin to access the higher guidance, the wisdom, so that you can see all those people who, quote-unquote, betrayed you as your teacher. Ouch, I know. You know, what, my ex-husband, a teacher? No, he was just a jerk. Well, even the jerks in our lives become the teachers. And that's why we choose now to go where we are celebrated, by celebrating ourselves each day and celebrating and supporting others, nourishing and nurturing each of us into that new space, that new reality, the new possibility, the new thoughts, the alternative thoughts about fortune, being fortunate. We are so blessed and so fortunate. This is broadcast worldwide, but here in the United States of America. You know, beyond the governmental bullshit, which we all seem to be ensconced with, this is an amazing place. And as women, we have been called to heal ourselves so that we can heal the planet. No longer are we bystanders. Are we allowing the world to dictate to us what our level of success is? We are seeing ourselves as fortunate and blessed in all things and saying this, and I'm excited for something better. Thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I had to go so low. So low, how low can you go? That I was crawling on my belly like a reptile until I lifted my head. By the grace of God, I was able to lift my head. And just that lifting of our perception, we begin to ascend. The longing, the belief that something greater, has got to be something better than this, is our natural drive. But that something better isn't necessarily the new, you know, whatever it is, the new shiny something. Well, there's nothing wrong with shiny somethings. I like little sparkly things. I'm very grateful for the sparkly things that I have, and I'm excited to manifest more sparkly things like excellent health, even better relationships, more fun, freedom from stress about money, empowerment in my body, work that matters. These are the things that we can create in this country and set the examples for others to ascend to their new next level. You know, we want to do it gently because, you know, we want to make sure that, because, you know, we take three giant steps, mother may I, yes you may, and then, you know, three teeny tiny baby steps backward, mother may I, yes you may. And we might fall down. And we will fall down. And we'll be like, yeah, see this whole universal thing, it's crap. It doesn't matter. Nobody, it's not true for me. And have your little hissy fit. Throw yourself on your bed. Beat your pillow and have a good cry and get up again. Get up. I was telling that story. My little sister was here last week. And they were all learning to ski and we were joking about when Hun and I were, I don't know, skiing somewhere, and the couple was skiing under the lift. You know, it was a pretty steep pitch under the lift, and we're riding up, and, oh, this woman, God bless her, I mean, she took a tumble. You know, you could just, oh, hear it, and we were all, like, kind of cringing, oh, for her, you know. And her husband or partner skis by, and he goes, get up, and keeps on going. You know what? She got up. She got up and she made it down. So we want to get up and make it up, don't we? We want to get up every day. We want to get up and ascend as far as we can ascend for this day. We want to recognize that our misfortunes, where we really, really screwed up, that we make amends as quickly as possible to ourselves, forgiving ourselves for any time we put ourselves in a position to fail. And then we must make amends to others if we did any wounding on any kind. The two most important words that we can say to others is, I'm sorry. From a very empathetic position, not this, oh, I take full responsibility for my actions. That's bullshit. Who knows what that means? Sorry, I'm swearing today. And then we manage our physical body. you know, take a breath, step back, step up, assume responsibility, step forward, take a breath, hydrate your body, get out there and move. Take several steps. Get out there and move. Move your body, move your body. Move your body, move your mind. And then say, oh, okay, look it. If I hadn't forgotten, or if I hadn't had this experience, I wouldn't have learned how to get up again, strengthened by every time I fall down. Remember little babies, when they learn to walk, they have to fall down. Their legs become strong. Their hips become flexible and strengthened by every time they fall down, by having to get up. So if you need to physically do that, throw yourself gently upon the ground, have a good cry, and get up. The wisdom will come. The wisdom will come, and when the wisdom comes, with the wisdom comes the gratitude. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, I've been freed from X, Y, or Z. You know, when I have clients who tell me they've been fired or laid off, my first thing is, yay for you. Yay for you. Now you get to begin to create your next divine creation. What's it going to be? And then we move into that design phase where we sit down. And this is a challenge, and I'm still challenged with this. Beyond our meditative practice now, remember, we're now sitting for, what, you know, 7 to 15 minutes every day, maybe twice a day, where we're just breathing with awareness and effortlessly expanding into the universal self. Now the call to action for this week, because I'm not going to have a show tomorrow. I'm actually out being the CEO of a closely held corporation. I'm going to be the chief field officer tomorrow, Infinite Love and Gratitude. But we write down, try to get 20 things a day. 20 things, ideas a day, 5 days a week, on how you can get your message out, on how you can generate abundance, on how you can serve, on what you've learned from all these quote-unquote misses. And you begin to turn those into, oh, crack of the ball, hits, home run, winning strategies for yourself. And these winning strategies, you get to decide. You get to say, my level of success is that I want to share pathways to peace, purpose, and prosperity. I want to lift you up out of your imagined gunk. I want to lift you into, I want to show you a clear pathway to your peace of mind, which will clear the inner landscape, that will move you from job to career to purpose. What is my purpose? Every day we question 20 ideas on purpose, and that moves you into prosperity. And every time you fall down, because you will, through our daily practice, we are now more buoyant. We bounce right back up. We don't have to get up. We bounce right up. We fall down, we bounce up. There's something about this energy work that keeps us buoyed so that our lows aren't so low, our highs aren't so high, but that's okay. That's okay. We're effortlessly ascending into exactly who we are meant to become. We're remembering now through our still, silent, sacred practice. We're writing it down now, each and every day. And I'm going to share some of those with you. I'll be back on the radio next week. We're headed out of town the rest of this week. I want to wish you a beautiful day. Loving you from here. Infinite love and gratitude. I'm Lisa Giroux. Namaste. Have a good day. Get up. Hi, are you there? I'm going to call you.